You are listening to the audio production of Turning Mistakes into Miracles, How God Redeems Even Your Darkest Moments, by Baylis Conley, published by Answers Press. This book is read by Michael Beck. Introduction. We all make mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes can lead to circumstances and troubles that seem very grim. Perhaps you have done the wrong thing, made the wrong choice, did what you knew you shouldn't do, and now you're suffering the consequences of those mistakes. You may feel trapped, and the solutions for your problems can seem even worse than the problems themselves. If this is the situation you are in today, I have wonderful news for you. God can turn your mistakes into miracles. It doesn't matter if the circumstances seem fixed, unalterably negative, and you are powerless to do anything about them. God can turn your situation around and totally change things. He can turn the biggest mistake of your life into your greatest miracle. You say, "But you don't know the mistakes I've made. You don't know how bad my situation is." No, I don't. But I do know that even if your situation looks impossible, God can still turn it around. As I will show you in this audiobook, God can turn a curse into a blessing. No matter how distressed and depressed you may feel today, I pray you will see there is a way out. God can turn your mistake into a miracle. Can God fix my mistakes? When you make a mistake, it is easy to feel trapped by that mistake. You may feel like you are living under a curse with no way to get out from its power. But with God, there is always a way out. And in Numbers chapters 22 through 24, we see God's power to turn a curse into a blessing through the story of Balak, the king of Moab. The children of Israel were on their journey from Egyptian captivity to the Promised Land. When King Balak heard they were headed his way, he was afraid. So he hired Balaam the prophet to secretly curse the Israelites. Balaam accepted the king's offer and came to curse Israel. But every time he opened his mouth to curse them, out came a blessing. God turned Balaam's curse into a blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 23 verse 5 says, "Nevertheless, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you, because the Lord your God loves you." God can turn curses into blessings. It doesn't depend on our goodness or our ability.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?